It is time for this week's Pork Industry Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Pork Producers Association. I'm Chad Moyer. Today we're going to talk to a participant in this year's Nebraska Pork Producers Pork Leadership Program. He is Ryan Heenick. He works for Livingston Enterprises in and around the Fairbury area. First of all, a little bit of background on you and your family and what you do there for Livingston.
Yeah, my wife and I have lived in Fairbury our whole lives, grew up and born and raised here. We've got four kids, raising them all in Fairbury. Worked for Livingston Enterprises for the last 10 years. Livingston Enterprises is a breed-to-wean operation based out of Fairbury. This year we're on pace to, or should be on pace to sell about 1 million pigs. And most of our pigs right now are being sold through contracts and end up in Iowa.
Ryan, tell me a little bit about your interest with the Pork Leadership Program this year. What made you decide to apply?
Well, I've been watching it for the last couple years, reading about it in Pork Talk magazine and did some research online, and it looked interesting what was going on and some of the things they did. So it looked like perfect opportunity, and I felt like it was time for Livingston Enterprises to really kind of step up and do some of these things. So I asked if I could be that person for our company, and that's kind of how that came along.
So you've had two sessions so far in your time with the Pork Leadership Program. Maybe we can focus on the most recent one, which took place here in late May. What were some of the things that you guys did in that session?
We were lucky enough to visit with Farm Credit out of Omaha, where we got to meet with Dick Zack, the VP of Credit East, and talk with him a little bit about what Farm Credit does and who they appeal to. They have over $2 billion in swine commitments currently. So they are a giant company, and they focus on ag only, which makes it unique and really keeps them in tune with what's going on in the ag industry. We were also able to spend quite a bit of time with DNA Genetics. They're out of Columbus. Talk a little bit about what they're doing to improve genetics across the board and, you know, a closer look into some of the new PCAI techniques, some benefits along with that, and the principles they believe in.
So just since you've been through two seminars so far, what have you thought of the program? Worth your time to partake in it?
I would recommend this program to anybody. Kyla does an amazing job with the ability of us to really explain our interests. And she really runs with that and helps us get things that we're interested in and can really make an impact in the jobs we do at home. You know, we've got six people that come from really different backgrounds, and we're all able to get something out of every seminar, which is pretty neat.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Well, thank you so much for the summary of the program to date. Again, we've been visiting with Ryan Heenick. He is from Fairbury, Nebraska, part of Livingston Enterprises there, and he is part of the Pork Leadership Program hosted by the Nebraska Pork Producers this year. That concludes this week's Pork Industry Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Pork Producers Association. Responsible people producing sustainable pork. For more information, you can call their home office in Lincoln at 888-627-7675 or check out the website at nepork.org. For the Nebraska Pork Producers Association, I'm Chad Moyer reporting.